Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Self-hate holds in place the suffering over an issue by making it you wrong. What self-hating voices do you hear regarding this process focus? Write down the self-hating messages. Example, why are you so impatient? RL, what you're saying. Note, never record self-hate messages. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Carol in San Francisco.
Well, good morning, Carol. What are
Hello.
You seeing?
Well, I would say that self-hate showed conveniently up yesterday.
Isn't that handy? It's good like that, isn't it? Just in time.
It was so convenient, and I could watch it, and it's still hanging on this morning, and I'm told you cannot call in like this. And so I thought, well, I will.
That's right, so. Because what you're doing is watching it, not believing it, and operating out of it. It's very different reality, isn't it?
Yes, watching it and not being it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the it was like two, like a good cop, bad cop. Only it wasn't just one. It was like you said earlier in the week, a team. So it would kind of go around in the circle. You know, like okay, now we're at 20 degrees. Now 40 degrees, and the opposite of that is this cop over here, and now that cop over there, and so it was just a grinding. Self-hate, negativity all day yesterday, and it was doing the, why are you so irritable and controlling? Nothing bad is happening. Isn't that interesting, right? Nothing bad is happening.
Wow.
It's pulling our words into it, you know. There's nothing wrong,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
But it's coming from self-hate, and so it's using it as a stick, you know. There's nothing bad happening except for this under the current nagging hate, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
From it.
That's,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so good to see, isn't it? Oh.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong. It's like gaslighting, you know? Like,
yeah.
See, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing. Look out there. Nobody's upset. Nothing's wrong. And look at you. You're mentally off, you know, focus. And, yeah, just
it's all you.
Like that. Yeah. It's all me, you know. Yeah. So I went to a Zoom support meeting last night, and I guess I said some things. I don't know what I say, you know, unless I'm recording it. And so I've been getting messages, like, this morning and last night that are, like, worried. People worried. And that gets self-hate going, too. Like, see, there really is something wrong with you. And it's like,
right.
That's a tricky one for me.
Well, and I think, Carol, what you're seeing is it's all self-hate, whether it shows
it's
up
all
as
self-hate.
Worry or it shows up as there's nothing wrong out there, it's all you, whatever it is that it's trying. It's, you know, all those bad cops have one purpose, right? They they may say different things and act in different ways, but their point is the same. Feel bad. Be unhappy.
Good.
Suffer.
Yes. That one caught me off guard this morning. So thank you for helping me see, yes, that exactly the same intent, no matter what the little
That's right.
Method is.
That's right. So the, you know, our little whatever, to capture that, if it's negative, it's ego. And ego is just one end of the other end, which is self-hate, right? It's not, they're not a duality, they're a continuum, right?
Okay,
so if it's
ego,
negative,
okay.
It's ego, and it's on its way to self-hate.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that being laid out like that.
Yeah, so even if the negativity is pointing the finger at you and saying, you're so negative, well, that's a negative message. So you know it's coming
okay.
from ego.
That's great. That's a very, very helpful tool.
Isn't that handy? It's handy, isn't it, when it all comes down to these little one-liners. I love bumper stickers and T-shirts. Everything we need to know can be expressed in a bumper sticker or a T-shirt.
Exactly. One answer for 1,000 problems.
That's right. Yeah, it all comes down to one. Ego can just go off in every direction imaginable, but it all comes to the same thing. It's all negative, and if it's negative, it's ego. And my other favorite, you know, we're either in ego or we're here. That's also that simple. Am I thinking? Am I off thinking? Am I thinking about all the stuff that's wrong and bad, and whether it's them or me or whatever? Is that where I am? Well, that's ego, and that's negative. Or I'm here, and I'm happy.
Yeah, that's a wonderful one. Yeah, ego or here, it just makes it so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Enjoy yourself.
I will. You too. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Carol. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Carol. You know, Sherry, there's something that dropped in for me around that conversation. Two things, actually. One is, it's interesting, in the last couple of days, how much irritability has been my experience, and also the general experience. It's almost, I think we say it when we encounter that, right? There must be something going on in the universe. Right?
The planets are irritable.
Right. Well, and what dropped in is, there isn't something wrong, but I think we've looked at this so many times that there is intelligence registering how big a time this is, and that there are things happening that affect us that we may not be conscious of, within quotes, but are affecting us, and the self-hate makes the intelligence registering how things are wrong, rather than just being present to, okay, this is unprecedented a time in human history. And that is having an impact on, I don't know how, I can't articulate how, but there is a way in which I'm being affected by it. Now, there's nothing wrong in the context of there's nothing wrong in the universe, but that doesn't mean that I can't be present to what's going on for me.
That is such a powerful point. So if we take it to something simple, like, gosh, I'm getting a lot of popping or air movement or something on the line. I don't know if you can hear that too. But so if I have an upset stomach, then I feel that. Hang on, just one second, Ashwini.
Yeah, I'm not hearing those, Sherry, but I am wearing these cool noise-canceling headphones, so.
Yeah, and you know what? It sounds like, actually, it's you breathing.
Oh, okay, let
I
me try. How about
if that? Now you've gone. Now you're gone. I'd rather you breathe than be gone, okay?
Okay, all right. We'll
have
see.
Have a choice here. All right, okay. So if I have a headache or a stomachache, I'm going to feel the effects of that. Now, ego is going to try to make something wrong with that, which is, I think, the point that you're making, right? So, I mean, in the entire world, right? It's not just, I mean, our country's in worse shape than everybody else, but in the entire world, there's a pandemic, huge loss in every direction. People are out of work. The economies around the world are struggling and suffering. And so all of this is going on. And of course, it's taking a toll on us, which we're not supposed to, according to ego, we're not supposed to be affected by any of that, right?
Yes.
And if we are, that's wrong. There's something wrong with us.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that the point that you're...
Yes,
thinking?
Because I was thinking, I mean, to further that, it's in a non-separate reality, why wouldn't I be affected by that just as I would be affected by something that's going on in my stomach?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a collective experience.
Yeah, or the weather. you know, if you're in a hurricane or floods or, you know, everything that's going on now, of course you're going to be affected by that. How could you not be? We're sentient beings. It's how we are with it and whether we believe those voices telling us that it's wrong and we should be having a different experience.
Precisely, not the experience we're having, which sort of, I think, is what, when we speak from that place and we're not used to looking at how the general can affect the specific just as much as my mood can affect the person I'm talking to, right, energetically, that we do have that ability to live in this world and pick up energy on multiple levels. And so when I go to some place and process what I'm feeling, I'm actually talking about something that everybody's experiencing. It's just that, you know, we're not used to doing that because we don't see the impact, right? And so people get worried about us. But I'm articulating something that is that's processing, bringing into awareness something that is not in awareness, not from a place of there's something wrong with me or there's something wrong with it, but just simply that's the way we cope.
Yeah, it, which is different from what Carol was pointing at, which is how ego, self-hate, will gin up something and then make that the thing that's going on and then make us wrong for having for experiencing what ego is doing to us.
Which
well,
is,
of course, ego is denying that it's doing it.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Bev calling from Louisville.
Well, hello, Bev. What are you seeing?
Well, just all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, it's been great. You know, just it's just great. But the main thing that I am seeing right now is that I think someone talked about this yesterday, how we get to the point where after we've practiced a while, when we, you know, when I'm identified, I see that now. I really, I see it. And and so then, you know, I figure if I keep practicing, I won't still won't give in to it. Many times I still give in to the impulse, even though I see it. But I've noticed lately, especially with people I love, people I deal with frequently that are not going to leave my life. Of course, they're the ones that, you know, push my buttons the most. But anyway, I've found myself wanting to follow an old impulse, you know, an old pattern of behavior that I know doesn't serve me well. And I see it and I stop myself. And I just feel like that's something really, you know, I'm trying to focus on all the times now that I stop myself when I get to that point and realize I have a choice. And that's just been a lot, very exciting. And it makes me want to watch more. And I don't fall for the beatings anymore. It's like, yay, you know, I saw it. Or if I didn't see it, well, okay, I saw
I'll see it next time. I saw it after the fact. I'll recognize it more quickly next time. And you know, Bev, what you just said is the key to the whole thing. No beatings.
And I can see how self-hate really wants to take, if I'll say, wow, you know, because it feels good. You think, wow, you know, this is why I practice. So I'll see these things. And then it wants to take it and tell me I'm being boastful or, you know, it just wants to circumvent it and take it somewhere. But it's just like, no, no, I did it.
No, we don't do that. One of those little expressions in practice is that spiritual growth doesn't begin until the beatings stop. And that's what you're expressing. Now everything opens up to you, right? Because you can see everything because you're not going to get a beating for seeing something, right? So now you can see it all. Now you're right there. Oh, that's ego. Okay, well, I still fell for it. Okay, well, that's interesting. How did that happen? I'm going to pay closer attention. Well, and you're
running. I can hear messages. I get feelings more now after the fact. It's like that feeling of, oh, you know, something's wrong. And I'm mm-hmm. practicing what everybody keeps saying. You're just sitting with it. And if I sit with it and look up and notice what's here, that feeling, you know, that I consider a bad feeling, it just goes away. So, but it's not words. It's not a message. It's just a feeling that something's really wrong here. And when I look, mm-hmm. well, nothing's wrong. So it's been wonderful.
That's it. You look, and that is critical. You're separating the sensations in the body from the story about the label and the story about what they mean. So then there are just those sensations in the body. Well, they're supposed to tell you that there's something wrong. So you look, is there anything wrong? No, there's nothing wrong. Okay, then those are just sensations. You look back and they're gone. Because there's nothing holding it in place.
You know, what conditioning wants to tell me is something's wrong. And really it's just uncomfortable because I'm not used to being here. I'm used
That's
to giving
it.
In or following the getting identified. So I can be That's uncomfortable. Right. I've been uncomfortable a lot in my life. So I can
That's right. You can get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And as soon as we're comfortable with being uncomfortable,
yeah.
we're comfortable instead of uncomfortable.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share that. I feel very you know, it's just very helpful. It gives me an experience so I can say next time I know what's going on. So
that's exactly it. And it's like those images, Bev, in spirituality or awareness practice, it's like we're climbing a mountain. And that's really what you're describing. You know, it's just one step and then the next step and the next step. And with each step, the view gets broader.
Yeah.
Like you're just seeing more.
Yeah. I can say with great certainty, at least in my experience to this point, that I know without a doubt I'm okay, no matter what. So that's a good
exactly,
thing to know,
right.
especially in this tough time. Yeah, I'm
that's
okay.
Right. It's a critical thing to know. Yes.
Well, thank
exactly.
you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bev.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bev. Sherry, that line that spiritual practice begins when the beatings stop, I never actually saw the significance of that until this conversation, because what we then get to explore is what is us rather than what we're not. When I'm only engaged in the beatings, then I'm always focused on self-hate and the self that I'm not. And now I'm free to explore awareness, which is what I am. There's a way in which spirit gets to be known, and it's spiritual only because the self is no longer what I identify with.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The ego self.
The ego self.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now we're in a whole new world
mm-hmm.
of what is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Sherry and Ashwini and everybody, it's Janice in Victoria.
Well, hello, Janice. What
hello.
Are you seeing?
Oh, wow. I just, I'm mesmerized by the conversations, these morning conversations, and I could hear Ashwini a lot better with the headphones. Even when I heard the breathing, I thought... I could hear better, so that was
that's right.
That was really nice.
We finally got her some decent equipment. So
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then as we go along, I'm kind of like, well, what was the question? What did I do yesterday? Because here I am just processing this new information and seeing things a new way constantly. And one of the other things about T-shirts and bumper stickers, I have to say that your book titles are also, they say it all.
That's it. That's what we're always going for. So if you don't have time to read the book, that's okay. You got the message.
Mm-hmm. I'm constantly getting the message. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah, I think the collective, what I was seeing is there's always the collective energy that's imposing itself on what this is what I may be wishing to receive, and just being aware that that has an impact, just like the weather, the pressure changes, and yeah, no beating. So I've been experiencing and looking at, for example, I can't see properly. So when I look at something directly, let's just say there's a Buddha right here in front of me, and I look at the Buddha's face, the face disappears. It's that type of thing. When I look at something directly, it disappears. And to hold that, where that there's nothing wrong, because, of course, it would be all or nothing. It would be the story that it's forever like this, and I won't be able to adapt, which isn't true, or as if there's nothing wrong and I don't need to look into it. Those are like two bad choices.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And doing what I can and just being with it, I have to say that there's a lot of patience in the waiting, but I've done everything I can in the meantime, and I actually can kind of play with it. It does make me tired. Looking, because I'm sure the other side of my brain is working overtime, but it is. I can be curious with it, and yeah, there is nothing wrong because there's something for me here to surrender to.
Yes, well, to surrender to, and the thing that I so appreciate about how you are with this, how you're approaching this, is that the person is more important in this than the circumstance. So whatever it is, you're not going to let egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, get them all in there. You're not going to let that system torture you and make you miserable and frightened, or go to that, there's something, you're not gonna have two situations, whatever's going on with your eye and egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is the best that we can do, because as we look at often, throughout life, there are situations that all we can get to is, this is, in fact, how it is. And how we can be with that is what we have.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. We can worry about the pandemic. We can worry about the economy. We can worry about the future. We can, all of these things, the things that we've forgotten, global climate change and the things that have taken a back burner position, right? Because of the current things that we're supposed to get hysterical about. So there's always something that ego would like us, self-hate would like us to be hysterical about if we're willing to do that. But
yes,
the constant is this human being who is in this particular incarnation. Right, and that's what we have a chance to bring: conscious compassion, awareness, freedom, and joy. Two.
Yes, and seeing for me, when the conversation might start up with something, it could be anything, right? About what's wrong, or it could be anything. And just seeing, actually, I'm completely autonomous and have a choice in this, and drop it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the really incredible stuff. That's the really, doesn't matter if I'm exhausted and tired and, it doesn't matter that there's more to do or something. I just have to drop it and take care of the body.
That's right, because being in that conversation is what exhausts us.
Yeah.
Being with life, you get to that point, you're in a rest. And if there's something, if and we've all had this experience. You get to that place, this is all I can do. I'm exhausted. This is not coming from an ego conversation. This is the body is saying, you need to eat, you need to rest, you need to drink water, whatever it is that is going on in that moment. And if there were an emergency, you would still have all the strength that you needed to take care of it.
Yeah, that's
which
what
is
I'm noticing.
Which
yeah.
is very, very different. It's very mm-hmm. different from, yeah, you should keep pushing and do more and do more and do more and do more and do more, because the voice in your head can come up with endless things that you should be doing.
Yes. Yeah, I see that pattern of doing in it, you know, when I reflect on my life, I see that pattern. It's so good to see, because then I have an opportunity to work with it. And I'm so grateful for
and get
everyone's
more
sharing and and everyone's experience, all of the guidance.
Yeah, me too. So, all right, well,
Gasho,
you know your job.
Yes, I do.
Take good care.
All right.
Thanks, Janice.
Thanks, Janice.
Thank you.
It's so important, right, Sherry, to be with to be in any situation where the human being is the most important thing.
Yes.
Yeah, because that is such a code for unconditional love being the attitude of mind.
Yes, yes, and it's what makes us most helpful, most, you know, it's the greatest service that we can do. Because mm-hmm. when we're over there in a corner being beaten bloody by ego and self-hate, we're just not any use to anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have time for one more caller, so here we go, Sherry. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Vanessa in California, Sebastopol.
Hello, Vanessa. What are you seeing?
Well, I met a lot of resistance to write down the self-hate. Apparently, you know, recording and listening is just fine, but actually having to get out pen and paper is just way too difficult. And
it's way too.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. And plus, you're going to see way too much, and so
right.
Let's just skip that. Yeah.
Right, and then I heard this voice. I'm doing it wrong. And I just felt called to put myself in the queue because it still feels like a really new and vulnerable thing to me. And then I hear this voice saying, you know, like, you're not going to be on topic, you know, and you're kind of going to get it wrong when you actually do get to talk. And the issues that are feeling big for me are not exactly what the topic is. And, you know, there's just a lot.
Well, and Vanessa. Of course, the road to freedom opens in front of you as
right.
you're hearing those voices.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because
right.
It's like, what? Every one of those voices is you.
Yeah.
And every one of them comes down to, there is something wrong with you.
Right.
There is really something wrong with you.
Well, and every right? time I have and, kind of like what feels like a breakthrough, there's this voice that's like, God, this is exhausting. You know, how long are you going to have to do this for? You don't have to do this for the rest of your life?
God.
Keep on having all these breakthroughs?
God, yes. Oh, my God, said ego. I'm getting exhausted with
right.
by all your awareness.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
It is.
It's really good. Because, of course, the thing that we can see so clearly is all that stuff has been going on, right? It's just
right.
it's under the radar. And so as people have been talking about, we don't know that that's what's operating us, but God, is it taking a toll. No
right.
wonder we're exhausted. Of
right.
course we're exhausted. Somebody's been beating on you all day long. No matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, there are those voices in there saying, nah, missed the mark. That's not it. No, not good enough. No.
Right.
Yeah. And now you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel that little, that spurt, I won't even say little, that spurt of energy when you do see it. That kind
right, it feels like expansiveness. It just feels like freedom, expansiveness, and then this voice that just feels so oppressive that I really, I've just started to now recognize is just this, like, this is going to take way too long. You're never going to get out of this. This is going to keep happening for the rest of your life. You're going to just keep on having to battle this, learn this. It's going to be tiring.
Yeah.
You should just give up.
Yeah, God. It's so hopeful. It is so hopeful that you're going to buy that and quit.
Yeah.
That's what it's always going for. Mm-hmm. And then it'll, of course, it'll just have you in that dark box for the rest of your life.
Right, right.
Woo!
Which it really wants to convince me is a better place to be.
Oh, well, it is better for it.
Right. It is better for it.
It really works for ego to have you in there just generating misery for it to gobble up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good to see, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good to see.
And good to keep coming back. You know, we started off with that. The voices said you can't call in under these. Yeah, okay, I'm calling.
Right, right.
Okay, I'm putting myself in the queue. It, you know, whatever it says not to do, yeah, I got to do it. Because that's the only way I'm ever going to get free of it.
Right.
And every time we have that feeling of expansiveness and power.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've been victimized, beaten down by this all of our lives.
Yep.
And there's that feeling of power. We say no to it.
Yep.
All
thank
right.
you. Yes.
Thank you. Go Special. Happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Vanessa.
You know, Ashwini, it occurred to me yesterday, I don't know why these things occur, that it's been a long time since we've talked about why we say go happy. So I just want to do a brief little for anybody who doesn't know. At some point, and you know, I've tried to research this and I've never found it again. So the guy who wrote that book could have just been completely wrong. But in the book, the guy who was in Iceland said in Icelandic, when you say goodbye to people, the word literally means go happy. And I just fell in love with that and thought, oh, that's a way better way to say goodbye than goodbye, whatever. And so we started saying go happy and just kind of picked it up, along with Bev's happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's where those came from.
Yep. And then we wrote several blogs on what the process that was being pointed at, right?
Well, now that part I don't remember.
Well, maybe we have they exist. They exist,
right.
I think, in the newsletter archives and the musings archives.
Oh, okay. Well, anybody who doesn't know the musings and doesn't know that they are archived, you are in for a treat. Go back and read them from the beginning. I keep threatening, as you know, to do a book of those because there's some powerful practice in those.
So.
All right.
Well, we have an assignment.
We
have an assignment for this Friday, and then we'll see everybody on Monday. So here it is. There's always an implied message underlying what self-hate says. Like the raised eyebrow that is loaded with meaning, every self-hating voice is loaded with implications. Assignment. What message about who or how you are is being implied by the self-hate messages? Example, the underlying message in why are you so impatient is that just getting things done doesn't meet conditioning's performance standard. If I'm not also cheerful, gracious, and calm while I accomplish the impossible, it doesn't count. RL, what you see?
Wow. There we have it.
There we have it.
All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.